we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Camp House time again at Kender Outdoors. Really glad you're here. I'm Billy Kender, and the website, if you would like to check it out, is kenderoutdoors.com. Lots of cool stuff there from week to week, including my new blog, which talks about fishing and how many new fishermen we have in this country. It's just awesome. Did you know that teenagers in the state of Minnesota, which has been in the news a lot lately for reasons other than fishing, but here's a really good headline out of Minnesota. Teenagers are buying fishing licenses at a record pace in the state of Minnesota. And that's happening all over the nation. Hey, do you want to get started fishing? Maybe you've just never done it before, or it's been years and years. There's a Fishing 101 waiting for you when you go to kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com, and just click on the blog. Front door to the camp house this week at Kender Outdoors is brought to you by my friends at Calming Care, a canine probiotic that very gently over time settles the overactive dog, the barker, the jumper. Calming Care. Save $5 off your first order when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Justin Lucas is a major league fisherman. He won that MLF Bass Pro Tour stop on Sturgeon Bay last week, and he's going to stop in to visit with us a little later on the show today. He caught 140 pounds of fish one day, topped that with 110 pounds of fish on championship day. He'll tell us how he did it and talk about his career coming up. Plus, bass is in action this weekend, the Bassmaster Elites. They're fishing in New York, the famous St. Lawrence River, through tomorrow. Bass CEO Bruce Aiken is going to talk to us a little later in the show about something really cool that Bass has done. No requalifying for Bassmaster Elite Anglers for 2021. If you're a Bassmaster Elite Angler this year, you will be automatically qualified next year. We'll talk to Bruce Aiken about it. That event this weekend on the St. Lawrence River, where they are catching giant smallmouth, is televised ESPN 2 and ESPN 3, as well as Bassmaster Live. They had to shift around and make some changes to make this happen in New York this weekend because of COVID, but hey, they're getting it done. Next week, they're off to Lake Champlain. That event, just like this one on the St. Lawrence River, will be held without fans in attendance. But again, next week, there'll be coverage, live coverage, on ESPN2. Down in Florida, this is the last day to harvest red snapper in Gulf, state, and federal waters for private recreational anglers. So go get your fish. I think you can keep two. Is that right? Hey, right now is the time to put in for those drawn hunts in Texas. Did you know there's over 9,500 selections in the state of Texas, including new categories for feral hogs and spring turkeys, dove hunts? Texas also released their season dates for 2020-2021 over the past few days. Dove season again starts on September 1st in the north and central zones. Quail season begins October 31st, Halloween Day. And the general whitetail deer season, always the first Saturday in November in Texas, and that'll be November 7th. Tommy Ellis from Athens, Louisiana, beat a field of over 1,800 bass anglers last weekend at the Mega Bass on Lake Fork. He boated a 10.49-pound monster. That fish put Tommy in a brand-new Skeeter ZX200 with a Yamaha 200 on the back end of it and $15,000 cash in his hip pocket. Congratulations, Tommy Ellis, Athens, Louisiana. 10.49. What a fish. They do this every summer up in Colorado, and one of these years I'm going to get up there and have fun fishing with these folks. It's the 6th annual Ridgeway Park Smallmouth Bass Tournament. They started July 11th, and it runs through August 9th. You see, there's a population of smallmouth bass in the reservoir at Ridgeway State Park, Colorado. They are an invasive species, and they want them out. And they want you and me to help them get them out. So the agency is providing major incentives to anglers. $10,000 in prize money. And the more fish you catch, the more chances that you'll have at the prizes. There's no registration fee. And to qualify for any of the prizes, you just need to turn in a smallmouth bass head or the whole fish at the drop box located at the fish cleaning station. Every time you turn in a smallmouth or a smallmouth head, you fill out a registration card, sign it, put it in the box with the fish and the plastic bags provided, and you're in the drawing. A fun fish to catch, a fun way to preserve Colorado's waters, and maybe win a little money along the way. Hey, New Mexico. Time to be bear aware. A lady and her husband were minding their own business at the Pajarito ski area last Friday evening, just sitting out on the deck at the lodge, when a black bear took notice of them and came to investigate. As a matter of fact, he came to within a foot of the couple. The woman took off, the bear chased and caught her in the parking lot. She has several broken bones, a collapsed lung, scratches and bite marks. Order Fortiflora from Chewy.com. If you own a dog, you need to keep Fortiflora handy. America's number one canine probiotic.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy with Remington. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Did you know Trijicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, give back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. buffalogold.net.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Thanks a lot for joining us in the camp house this week. Greatly appreciate that. Hey, the folks at Bass, B-A-S-S, Bass Anglers Sportsman Society, have worked very hard to make sure that they've gotten a tournament season in this year, and it's working. The elites are up on the St. Lawrence River this weekend, and the CEO at Bass, Bruce Aiken, is on the Kinder Outdoors Trot Line right now. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Well, great to be on, Billy. Doesn't seem like too long ago we were on, but hey, in these times, things are moving fast.
Things change. Yeah, that's only been a couple of months ago, but things have shifted three or four more times since then in this old world that we live in. And you guys have done something that that I think is important. You have made a decision because we don't, not only do we not know just what we've come through, we don't know what's ahead of us in the next little while. And you guys have given your Bass Elite anglers a break and said, this is the same group we're going to fish with next year. That's a great idea, Bruce.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We just felt like, you know, such a topsy-turvy year, and there are enough pressures on these guys, you know, competing and making ends meet and all in this time with the delayed tournaments and that kind of thing. We just thought, you know, let's take that off their plate. They don't have to worry about that anymore this year, requalifying. Now they can focus on, you know, qualifying for the Classic and producing for their sponsors and that kind of thing, knowing they'll be back next year.
Yeah, they're back next year, provided they finish out the season, finish what they started, come complete the entire 2020 campaign, which I've always believed if you sign on for a job, you stay no matter how bad the job gets until you're done. And outside circumstances have made it tough this year, but hey, it is their duty to come fish.
And it is. And, you know, we always put that caveat on. They can't, you know, decide halfway through the season, okay, I'm done, and I still get to come back next year. So if they finish out the season, and we'll welcome them back for sure. So
absolutely. You betcha. It has been a tough year. You've seen things shift around, not only with trying to travel the whole Bass gang, anglers, and everyone that works and everyone that it takes to produce an Elite Series tournament or any tournament, but especially in New York. Boy, they've really been through the ringer up there, and wouldn't you know, the biggest part of the last half of your season scheduled for New York, and that's caused some challenges.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we had we had rescheduled last time we talked. I think we were in the midst of rescheduling one of the Texas tournaments. The Sabine, and we had, you know, slotted Cayuga in there to take its place. That would have been going on last week. And, you know, with the changes with the, you know, governor's orders and the quarantines, which we don't, you know, we're not quibbling with any of that. We need to keep everybody safe. And there were, they were kept, New Yorkers were kept out of states when they had so much COVID going on there. So anyway, we had done that and were unable to get the Cayuga put together quickly enough. And we worked very hard, our team, to make sure we could do everything we needed to do to do it safely and in, you know, within the guidelines that New York had for reopening the economy. And, you know, fortunately, too, it's in upstate New York, too, where there haven't been as many cases. So we felt like, you know, we would, you know, be able to go there, too. We felt like that, you know, our anglers are, you know, fairly healthy and not shown any signs. And also, although a lot of them were from states that had a lot of COVID, you know, most of the anglers, if not all, pretty much live in smaller communities. They aren't in the densely populated, you know, metropolitan areas like a Miami or, you know, Houston, that kind of thing.
Yeah. St. Lawrence River and Lake Champlain. Hopefully we got our fingers and toes crossed, Bruce. But it looks like they're going to take place. They're actually going to happen with minor changes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so far so good. We've got, you know, we'll have the social distancing. We won't be able to have the fans there. But, you know, what we will be able to do is everybody will be able to watch it on Bassmaster.com or ESPN3. And we're also going to have quite a bit of coverage on ESPN2. You know, we had some coverage on the Eufaula event. And I think we're scheduled for like 26 hours at St. Lawrence River and then another 16 hours next week on Champlain on ESPN2. So that just expands the ways, you know, people can watch them. Of course, we'll stream the weigh-ins each day as well. So hopefully people will, you know, be able to isolate and watch it from the comforts of their home or offices, you know, wherever they are, and safely and really enjoy it, because, you know, it's one of the few sports that's back now. And, you know, we were really able to do it, too, because there's a professional sports exemption that we qualified for. You know, we have to follow all the guidelines and are happy to keep everybody safe. But you know, that's why we're able to do that. And yeah, we really expect some great fish catches and some great tournaments up there, as they always are with those smallmouth slugfests up there.
Yeah, you put this group of guys out on the St. Lawrence River, and it just happens every time. The smallmouth bass that you and I dream about, they're catching them out of every boat up there, Bruce. It's fun to watch, and I will be watching. In the off season, you had some sponsors that said, yes, we want to pair up with the Bassmaster Elite Series, and we're going to stand with you guys and support you guys. Nobody had an idea back then that we're going to have this huge pandemic shutting things down, shifting things around. Boy, you've had a good group of sponsors that have stood with you through this. And I'd like for you to take just a minute, Bruce, and give them a pat on the back, because they absolutely deserve our patronage.
Right. Absolutely. They have stood by the series and have been patient. You know, they're losing out on, you know, fans coming and demoing boats or seeing their product, but they've been very understanding. And, you know, we've got service crews at the tournament this week, that we also, you know, had to go through the testing and all. And they've just been, you know, very great, you know, supporters, as they always are, but particularly, during this time, and this year.
You bet. Absolutely. And one more time, if folks want to keep up with the remainder of the season with the Bassmaster Elites, there are lots of ways to watch you guys. Refresh us one more time.
Yeah. Well, Bassmaster.com, we're always there. And then live will be on ESPN3 all the hours, and then over half the hours will be on ESPN2, at least for these next two events, and then we'll just play that by ear the rest of the year. But you can always catch us on Bassmaster.com and follow the action and the schedules and reschedules and everything going on.
Excellent. Hey, after they weigh that last fish of the year and they flip out the lights at the weigh-in, Bruce, I want you to go take a nice long nap, okay?
I will. That'll be down in Texas, hopefully. We'll be on Lake Borg and finish the season up.
Yes, sir. It's been a long year for the elites. Can't wait to see you guys on Lake Fork soon. And as always, Bruce, thank you for the time. I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, Billy.
When those summer afternoon thunderstorms roll in, does your dog get pretty nervous? Calming Care can help with that. And I can help save you money on Calming Care at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Clay Connor with Ducks Unlimited. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. But you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world, human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC, the hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot, and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Major League Fishing's Justin Lucas scored a major victory last week, the seventh major victory in his illustrious career, but the first win of a major tournament in over 4 years. It was a big deal, and we're going to talk to him about it coming up in just a few more minutes right here at Kinder Outdoors. The website is Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten, kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, come see me. Spend a little time. Read a blog or two. Those blogs, they're like my attention span, short, and then moving on, going somewhere else. So they're 2-, 3-, 4-minute reads. If that's you, then come enjoy a blog or two. KinderOutdoors.com. Always some great photos and stories on the bragging board. Get to know us a little better. KinderOutdoors.com. Some of you may be familiar with the breathtaking photography, landscape, and hunts that my friend Greg McHale up in Whitehorse, Yukon, takes you on through his show, Greg McHale's Wild Yukon. Some of you watch him on Carbon TV and other online outlets, and he's also on the Sportsman Channel right now, brand new season on the air. I sat down with Greg when he was at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo a few months back, and we had a great visit. I think you'll enjoy getting to know him a little bit as well. Greg McHale, welcome to the show, man. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me here.
You know, there's a lot of TV guys. I do not interview most of them because most of them, quite frankly, bore me. What you do is different, man. It is different. It's quality. It's good stuff like I'm accustomed to with some friends of mine, Jim Shockey, Larry Wysoon. Guys like that do quality production, quality television, entertaining outdoor television, and, man, you're taking it to that level, too. You've got a great deal going.
Well, I don't know if I can, those are high compliments, and I really appreciate that. Those guys have been in this industry for a long time, and they're, you know, the pillars of it in the, as far as the television goes, and really, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Now, hey, I wouldn't just throw it out there. You're doing a great job, and there's a reason why I wanted to talk to you. You're a guy that moved from civilization to a very remote area of the world. You did it on purpose, and you did it to hunt. We're going to get there, but let's talk about your background a little bit first. Along with hunting as a passion in the outdoors and wild places and the wild Yukon, you also have had a passion for fitness. And, you know, you're not down there running the Rotary Club 5-miler on Saturday morning. You took this to a new level and a very high level. Your wife as well, I guess.
Yes. You know, my wife is a tremendous athlete, and that's a bit of a story. My wife and I met in grade one. And, you know, we did go to separate high schools, but same university. And we really moved along through our journey together, and athletics has just been a very huge part of our life together, and you know what we do individually as well. So, yeah.
Tell us, give folks an example of some of the grueling runs that you've participated in, because they are, I mean, grueling and almost hard to believe that a human being can tolerate what you've done.
Well, I have done enough. You know, I raced professionally for about 10 years, and I raced for a number of teams with, you know, some of the best teams in the United States and Canada and Europe. So, and multi-sport was really where I found home. Biking, paddling, and running, you know, these cross-country races, hundreds of miles in remote places on the planet, all over the world. So that's kind of the foundation of really my athletics. But, you know, the staple of that would definitely be long-distance runs and some of the, you know, to answer the question about some of the most challenging, you know, these races often are done over many days and without sleep for significant amounts of time.
How many days, like a week?
Some of the longest races probably that I've done are, you know, between 6 and 8 days.
Wow.
And in those events, it's, you know, we don't sleep for the first 36 hours, and then we try to get about an hour and a half to 3 hours at the most every 24 hours after that. So probably the toughest race that I've ever done was an individual race. A lot of the stuff that I've done is a team sport where there's four members of the team, and, you know, if you drop a member, then your race is over. Probably the most difficult race that I would say that I've done is a 430-mile race called the Yukon Arctic Ultra, and that happens up in the Yukon and on a, you know, on a trail that's just super remote, and there's nobody coming. It's up to you. It was between minus 30 and minus 45 Celsius on the trail.
I watch the forecast and plan pretty days for you guys to run.
There's none of that. It's the date it's scheduled for is the date it happens, and whatever comes.
It's 45 below, it's 45 below, and away you go. How do you dress for a race like that? Because you're going to generate a lot of body heat, but it's 45 below.
Yeah, so it's an art, and you know, you really, to be successful and to actually race, a lot of people just go to try to finish these things, and that's an accomplishment in itself. But if you're racing, you're riding the fine line between keeping that keeping the body alive and fueling it, and you know, the sleep deprivation, and there's so many things that come into it. As far as clothing, you know, you have to pull a sled because you have to be self-sufficient out there on the course, because if something happens, you need to be able to melt snow to get water, you need to be able to get into a sleeping bag and stay alive. So there's gear that you're carrying with you, and you know, a layering system is really what you need to be dialed in on. Otherwise, you know, you just lose limbs.
Yeah. All of that to give our listeners a little bit of background about what you're doing now, because your hunting is extreme as well. You guys check it out, Greg McHale's Wild Yukon. You actually live in the Yukon. You moved to this part of the world from where?
So I grew up in Ontario, like about an hour and a half from Toronto. So farm, a little bit of farmland, small towns. But, you know, it's about as close to the big city as you can get and not be in the big city in a lot of ways. But, yeah, I moved in search of adventure just after university. And my wife and I now, my girlfriend at the time, we were just looking for the wild places. You know, we fell in love with the Yukon. We didn't tell our parents we were going to the Yukon because, you know, I knew that if I told my parents and if we told her parents, it would be like, what? You can't go to the Yukon. Like, what's there?
Yeah.
And because really it's as far removed from what everybody and what I knew growing up that you could be and still be in the same country.
And no knock against anybody else doing outdoor television or media stuff, but those guys are flying to location depending upon local knowledge. You live on location. You are the local knowledge. How long have you been in the Yukon?
So yeah, I've been over there 21 years now. Like right after school, we moved out, and one of the first jobs I had. Well, I really moved out there in search of, you know, the mountains and to hunt. Yeah. Like I grew up hunting in Ontario, but it's so far removed from where I am right now that you don't know what you don't know. And I was so green and I just didn't have a clue, but I knew that I needed the mountains and I knew that I needed to be in remote places, and I sure found it in the Yukon.
Check out my friend Greg McHale and his Wild Yukon on Sportsman Channel. Learn more about Greg at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, this corner of the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. It is the perfect fuel for your hard-working bird dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey, everybody. It's professional angler Ott Defoe. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
We screen that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Three buses loaded with kids and parents roll down the highway just like thousands before them have done, all at the invite of the DSC to learn the legacy of the outdoors. Be a part of this at biggame.org.
Hey, let me give you our contact information at Kinder Outdoors in case you ever want to reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, love to get a picture for the bragging board from you, see what's going on, share it with the world. The phone number here in the camp house is 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. The website is kinderoutdoors.com. Real easy, Kinder is spelled like kindergarten, kinderoutdoors.com. And hey, be sure to give us a like on Facebook, all right? We have contests from time to time, give away cool outdoor adventures, hunting and fishing trips, gear. Facebook will give you a bonus opportunity to win. Kinder Outdoors on Facebook. K-I-N-D-E-R. Let's jump on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Go to Gunnersville, the world famous Gunnersville, Alabama, and talk to one of the local residents there. His name is Justin Lucas. Hey, Justin, fishing the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. Welcome back to the show. Hey, Justin, it's been a while. Good to have you here.
Yeah, I guess I need to start winning a few more tournaments and I can get on a little more often.
Oh, my goodness. I want to talk to you about that. But first of all, I want to tell you congratulations. What a huge win last week with your MLF Bass Pro Tour. Just went up and hammered the fish, 140 pounds one day, 110 on the championship day. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was overdue. You know, it had been 4 years since I won a tournament. And then to do it just in a, you know, I mean, in lack of a better term, dominating fashion like that, you know, it was fun, man. And I've wanted to win on smallmouth for several years now, and that's kind of like a check mark off my bucket list of what I want to get done in my career.
Yeah, yeah. Horse races are fun when you win by a nose, but man, there ain't nothing like walking away with it and waving to everybody. You caught fish. And just kept catching fish all day. When you catch that much weight, you've got to catch them a variety of ways, don't you? Or did you have one pattern worked out and it just held up all day?
Yeah, I had a few amazing areas, really two different areas. One was more of a spot. It was a nice rocky point out in front of a spawning bay. And then the other area was a flat with some isolated grass clumps on it. And I was just able to utilize both of those throughout the event, mainly the point the first couple days and the flat with the grass the final day. But I caught every single fish on a drop shot with a Berkeley Max Scent flatworm. So I actually had 7 of them rigged up on the deck of the boat. And if I lost, if something happened and the hook got dull or, I needed to switch up to have a fresh rig, I wanted it to be rigged where I didn't have to waste time sitting down and tying one up. And I think that played into my advantage. You know, you had to catch so many fish in this event. Every minute literally mattered, you know, a lot in this event.
Absolutely. And in all of these major league fishing events, you can't afford to take a break and sit down and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because somebody is catching them somewhere all the time. And you feel that pressure all the time, don't you?
Man, you do. And, yeah, I mean, you absolutely feel it. I mean, trust me, that boat official on the boat, he's not afraid to give you a score tracker update and let you know you're sucking if you are. So that's just part of it. You got to get used to it. You got to know that your competitors are always catching them, and you just got to be catching them better than they are.
Justin Lucas, 7 major wins in your career, but it had been a while. You mentioned it had been a few years, and that had to be a little pressure on you, too. This win was emotional.
It was, I haven't won a tournament since 2016, and I haven't really, with the exception of a few weeks ago at Heavy Hitters, I finally made a top 10. I placed fourth and kind of had the taste the final day in that first period of being close and having a chance to win. And it really got a fire lit back up under me. And I went up to Chickamauga for our super event. I was in the top five after the first day up there, but I fell off. And I went up to Sturgeon Bay with a ton of confidence. I love catching smallmouth in the summertime. And, you know, I was able to just relay and translate all of that into a very emotional win. You know, it was a lot of hard work the last 4 years trying to get that done. And, man, that's what makes it so sweet, though, is, you know, you look back on all those long practice days and the events where you get your butt kicked and everything. And it's like all that is gone when you get that trophy and you win one of these things.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter the sport. We see it a lot in pro football or college football when a team is just getting beat and they look lifeless. And then they start coming back and they gain the momentum and they get the momentum and win the game. There's a lot to be said for that confidence that you just spoke of and that momentum. You can ride that now.
Oh, yeah. You know, unfortunately, that's our last Bass Pro Tour event of the year, but I do have two FLW super events left, and yeah, absolutely, I want to ride that and continue the ride here for the next couple events, because I think it's $125,000 for first place for these next couple events, and you know, they're going to be televised and just as important as this one.
You bet they are. A few years ago, you made the move from California, your native California, to Alabama. Has that been a good move career-wise?
Yeah, you know, I moved out here to Alabama before I was married, before I had a kid, really just a young 23-year-old, you know, guy at the time, just trying to chase a dream of becoming a professional fisherman. And I learned a lot growing up in Northern California, but it wasn't the heart of where everything happens tournament-wise. So I don't feel like I would be the fisherman I am today if I didn't make that move. Making the move has allowed me to fish in a lot more tournaments than I probably ever would have, and bigger events, and that just has given me the experience I need to make, you know, those critical decisions on the water and go out there and be able to give myself, you know, put myself in a chance and give myself an opportunity to win tournaments.
You bet. Absolutely. From an outside view looking in, it's like, man, this guy's genius. You know, if you want to be in the fishing industry, make your living there, go get right in the heart of it. Smart move. I heard you say, or I read where you said that you're not the most natural fish catcher on the lake, but you've got a great work ethic. You work hard. These young guys listening, when that guy that shows up and just seems to stumble into fish all the time and catch them, he's always going to be there. That guy is always going to be there no matter what you do. But if you will work hard, you're going to be right there neck and neck with those guys that just get lucky all the time.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of guys that are just super naturally talented anglers. So not taken away from them. Of course, they work very hard too. And I'm talking about Jordan and Jacob Wheeler, Edwin Evers. I mean, these guys the last couple of years have absolutely killed it over here. You know, and that's not taking anything away from them. They work super hard and they are naturally, in my opinion, naturally talented fishermen. But for me, I don't feel like I have that, you know, that sixth instinct, I guess, that they have, like, or that sixth sense that they have to, you know, they it's like they have gills, you know, like they're fish, and I'm sitting up there feeling like, you know, like they've got an advantage over me, but if I work, you know, if I work as hard as I possibly can, I'm going to make up for that, you know, maybe that little advantage that they have. And I want to beat the best guys, you know. If I win a tournament, I want to win against the best. And I certainly feel like this field last week, I mean, it's as strong as it gets.
Yep, that's exactly what you just did and took home the big check. Again, congratulations and always good talking to you. And we'll be talking to you sooner rather than later, okay?
Thank you very much for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. From Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour, that's Justin Lucas. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an intolerance to grain. Pick up the Pro Plan. See a healthier dog in just a couple of weeks. Purina Pro Plan is at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Jim Liberatore with Outdoor Sportsman's Group has written a movie. It's about hunting and our lifestyle. and God and His wonderful creation and salvation. And it's a really special project. Jim's going to join me next hour. Stick around.
Along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to our camp at Kender Outdoors. Really glad you're here. Hope you'll make it a weekly stop and bring a buddy with you. You can also download the show from whoever provides your podcast. We're everywhere. Just tell them you want a free weekly download. They'll send it directly to your device. No charge. Can you believe all of this information for no charge? Outrageous. Hey, this corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pro Plan Performance for your hardworking bird dogs, cow dogs, working dogs. Pro Plan Performance. 30% protein and 20% fat. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Hey, once again, the Bassmaster Elites are on the water this weekend, St. Lawrence River. And you can catch the coverage on Bassmaster.com. You can also watch some of the coverage on ESPN3 and some on ESPN2. Check your local listings, as they say. Same story next weekend on Lake Champlain. If you'll visit me at kinderoutdoors.com, we're talking about all of the new interest in fishing, all of the new fishermen on the water this spring due to the COVID-19 virus. Just check out my latest blog. Well, they're doing something pretty neat in Georgia with all of these new hunters and fishermen. It's the Georgia Hunt and Learn Program, or programs, plural, providing an educational experience targeted to those with little or no hunting experience. It's a great time to learn how to hunt or fish. And, hey, even if you don't live in Georgia, check the resources in your state. They all welcome newcomers, and most have classes and sometimes even loaner equipment for you. In Arkansas, the Game and Fish Foundation announced last week that the annual Arkansas Outdoor Hall of Fame banquet scheduled for August 29th in Little Rock is not going to be held. COVID-19. This year's inductees and award recipients will be moved to 2021. This annual event celebrates conservation in Arkansas, honoring those who have devoted their time, energy, and passion to help shape the future of Arkansas's outdoors for generations to come. Proceeds from this event support the year-round work of the foundation, which helps introduce hundreds of people to the outdoors every year. In an attempt to not lose all of that money this year, plans are in the works for the Outdoor Hall of Fame campaign, Super Silent Online Auction. They're talking about the latest hunting and fishing tackle, gear, even boats and ATVs, trips, and a whole lot more. I'll keep you posted at Kinder Outdoors. Wyoming, big game hunting applications continued to swell this year in the 2020 draw. More people seeking licenses for nearly every species and type. Applications increased especially by residents, meaning licenses were more difficult to draw in Wyoming this year. In Wyoming, licenses are divided between residents and non-residents like every other state. Residents get the bulk of the licenses, 80% for deer and antelope, 84% for elk. Residents can also buy over-the-counter general licenses for deer and elk. Hunters wishing to pursue pronghorn saw the greatest challenge. There was a 10.2% license quota reduction overall, meaning less licenses were allocated by the Game and Fish Commission in Wyoming. Adding to the draw difficulty, buck license applications increased by 7.2%. Just like fishing licenses across the country, it looks like it's going to be a boom year for the hunting industry as well, and that means a boom year for conservation. Interesting, though, the only down number with the hunt applications in Wyoming were non-residents. That's because these draw applications became available in the midst of the COVID-19 hysteria. People didn't think that out-of-state travel would be allowed, and it still may not be. We don't know. All other numbers, though, resident numbers, through the roof. Back on July 5th, Oregon State Police, Fish and Wildlife Troopers investigated a buck deer that was discovered. Weyerhaeuser property off of Clear Creek Road near Timber Road, Columbia County. Troopers found a .308 caliber bullet casing on a nearby road. Just a few days before this buck deer, a spike elk was found about 50 yards from where this deer was found. And back on March 28th, a cow elk was discovered in the same area. And in all three cases, the carcasses had been left to rot with little, if any at all, meat removed. If anybody knows anything, please call 1-800-452-7888 in Oregon. That is the TIP, Turn-In Poachers, TIP hotline, 800-452-7888. When COVID-19, the outbreak, was first racing across the United States and around the globe, Dallas Safari Club and the DSC Foundation formed the Hunters Care COVID-19 Anti-Poaching Relief Effort. And it's having a profound effect on the ground during some of the most dire and challenging times that wildlife conservation has faced. To date, DSC has approved 26 grants, and DSC Foundation has approved an additional 13 for a total of 39 grants. Grants made by the Hunters Care program have provided anti-poaching protection covering an area of nearly 23 million acres across 9 African countries. These funds have allowed recipients to keep more than 440 people employed and in the field, providing valuable anti-poaching services. Hey, if you'd like to support this initiative, KinderOutdoors.com, you'll see the link.
Hi, this is Rick Pope with Temple Park Outfitters. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it and listening to Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization, with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org. At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon Hunting Blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon Hunting Blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf. and a super quiet locking aluminum RV type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at DillonMANUF.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged in the battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
I'm Daniel Schneider, Major United States Air Force from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Dawn Schneider, Petty Officer 3rd Class, United States Navy from South Bend, Indiana.
And I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, are you a hardcore crappie fisherman? Speck, sockeye, crappie, whatever you call them in your neck of the woods, have you ever tried pulling crankbaits to catch crappie? That's what my buddy, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and I are talking about.
Waldo, and a lot of people love to crappie fish, but they get stuck in a rut. They'll jig bridge pilings or maybe a brush pile. They got a favorite brush pile they like to go to, and they'll go to that same spot over and over and over. There's a lot of different ways to catch crappie, and one of those ways is by trolling or slow trolling, strolling crankbaits. A lot of people are going, what do you mean, crankbaits for crappie? It can work, can't it?
I'm telling you, I got my own crankbaits out on the market with Strike King. You know, these 300 crankbaits, you're thinking about a small crankbait. I'm talking about a big 2.5-inch crankbait that those crappie will swallow plumb down to the goozle now. And the way you do this is you get your setup and you can use a foot-controlled trolling motor. You can use a small engine on a pontoon, like a 5-horse or something. But you've got to maintain 1.5 miles an hour or up to 2 miles an hour on these crankbaits. And that Mr. Crappie 3XD Crappie Crank by Strike King will go down to 12 foot on 8-pound test. And so what you do is you stagger your rods in the back of your boat to get a good spread. And sometimes I'll use a 6.5-foot, a 9-foot, and a 12-foot rod so I can get a good spread with my crankbaits, because I'm going to pull these crankbaits at least 75 feet to 100 feet behind the boat. Okay, while you're rigging up, you need to take a swivel, an inline swivel, and put it in front of your crankbait. Because if that crankbait ever foul hooks, it will twist your line all the way up to your reel, and you're done for the day. So be sure to put that swivel in there in case it foul hooks when you cast it back out. And I like to use spinning reels off the back, and I'll use bait cast reels off the side, because I'm in the front of the boat, running the trolling motor, watching my GPS, making sure I'm staying at the right speeds, because what you're going to do is you're going to catch crappie over suspended that are suspended out there in water. Say it's 30 foot deep, the thermoclines at 20, and those crappie are in between that, suspended in the mouths of those coves, and you just troll in a straight line down the lake, and you just watch those rods, and all of a sudden one of those rods will bend over, then it'll come back, and that crappie will actually come to the top of the water and start skidding across the top of the water like a plate. If he's a big one, he's going to stay down deep. He's got a mouthful of crankbaits. And if you think you got on some kind of record fish, you need to stop the boat and reel the fish in. Because with that going 1.5 mile an hour to 2 mile an hour, and you got a 3-pound crappie on there with a big old Mr. Crappie crankbait stuck in his lip, you need to be sure to get the fish in first, especially if you're in a tournament. You know, trolling crankbaits is something that we don't do a lot down here in the South, and a lot of people are scared to do it, but it works on any lake that has white crappie. I can go out here in Texas on Lake Levan, I can go to Ray Roberts, I can go to any of these lakes and pull crankbaits. Anytime is when it's the right time, is like end of April to October. When the water starts cooling down, that bite gets off. And so long as that water is pretty warm, like I said, from the end of April to the 1st of October, you can pull crankbaits. And, you know, pulling these crankbaits, you're thinking, well, man, I'll get tangled up. I'm pulling 8 crankbaits at a time, sometimes 10, depending on how many rods that I put out to the side. And those rods that I put out to the side up there at the front, I'll put a 14 foot and a 10 footer, and I'll get that good spread. I got a 4-foot spread there, but my crankbaits will be back about 100 feet. And so what you're doing is you're pulling these crankbaits, and when you start, you know, hit some crappie, and you're liable to catch 2 or 3 at one time. What you need to do is you need to mark that on your GPS so you can go out there, and you got to take a wide turn. Remember, these crankbaits are about 100 feet behind your boat. So you got to take a wide turn out there and come back and go back through those spots that you marked on your GPS. And you can catch a lot of crappie this way. I'm talking.
You say now that works on white crappie, not black crappie, because those black crappie are going to be holding too tight to structure.
No, black crappie don't chase those crankbaits.
They just won't chase them?
They just won't get them, man. I'm telling you. Them white crappie will suck them down, though. I'm telling you. But anyway, crankbait fishing is fun for the whole family. Anybody can do it. You can do it out of a pontoon boat. You can do it out of a bass boat. Any kind of boat that will go 1.5 miles an hour, you can catch crappie pulling crankbaits.
If you're a pretty good paddler, you can do it out of a kayak.
I'd hate to do that.
Hey, that would be some strong paddling, I promise you. Coming up in just a few more minutes, we're going to be talking to Jim Liberatore with the Outdoor Sportsman's Group. That's the Outdoor Channel, Sportsman's Channel, all of your favorite outdoor television program. In his spare time, and I don't know where he found any of that, but in his spare time, Jim has written a movie. And it's a very special movie. It's a movie that's never been done before that manifests what we do as hunters. It's really important stuff, and I hope you'll stick around and hear what Jim has to say to us about his film, The Harvest, coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's go to Northfield, Minnesota. It's awfully hot to train a bird dog today, but if we follow the rules, it can be done. Here's the man with the rule book. Here's the man that wrote the rule book, my friend Tom Dockin.
Hey, Bill, good to be back with you again. You know, I want to bring up something here that's so important, and that's hot weather training. The one thing that we do up here to be able to maximize our amount of time that we're working, and I'm talking retrievers now, anything that we do that's going to be land work, we try to do that first thing in the morning. It's going to be the coolest part of the day. And keep in mind, you don't have to have the dog out for an hour, hour and a half working them. Even those 10 to 15 minute sessions in the cool of the day is going to give you something that you can do. And then we always save the afternoons for our water work. And I know that's going to boost the amount of time we can spend with the dog every day. So we can actually be working in the water at the time of the day when it's going to be the hottest. And then also after we get the dogs out of the water, we can probably do a little bit of land work, as long as it's not too lengthy. The dogs are going to be able to maintain that temperature. But things that you really got to watch out for is those dogs getting overheated. And it's really up to the own individual to make sure that you know your own dog and know its limits, because certainly most hunting dogs do not know their limits, so you have to do it for them. So keep in mind, you're going to do anything in the morning when it's coolest. You're going to do your land work, water work in the afternoon, and that's going to really stretch your training in the heat of the summer. Try that tip, and you're going to have a lot more training throughout the summer months. You can go to Dockins.com for a dealer near you for the latest in dog training products, and also you can go to SheddogTrainer.com for all you shed hunters out there.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot. Learn more about Tom Dockin and his world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels up in Minnesota when you visit me at KenderOutdoors.com. Hey, just click on the pro page.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Did you know Trijicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Buffalo Wool hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Ever been dropped off in a remote wilderness where the bears outnumber people 10 to 1? And the mosquitoes have been known to carry off full-grown moose? Lucky, join us in camp and tell us about it at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, and this is Kinder Outdoors. Welcome to our campfire. Sure good to have you here with us today, and hope you'll come back and bring a buddy with you next time around. You can check out a podcast anytime you like. Listen to the show going down the road or out on the bass boat. Anytime at all. All of the major podcast carriers know about us. And if you'll just tell them you want a free weekly download, they'll send Kinder Outdoors directly to your device. Hey, here's something pretty cool I read on the Fishing Wire this week. It's going to take place in Missouri. A crankbait shop. It's a workshop where you build crankbaits out of balsa wood. This is pretty cool. Go catch bass, go catch fish with a lure of your own design that you made with your own hands. The Missouri Department of Conservation is offering a free virtual online class for making balsa wood crankbaits. August 18th, that's a Tuesday, from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. And they don't say, but I'm guessing that's Central Time. This class is open to participants age 12 and older, class size limited to the first 20. And they want everyone to register by August 2nd, so that's right around the corner. If you are one of the 20, they'll mail you a kit with lure-making materials, and then you'll need to supply a few things. But anyway, make your own balsa wood crankbait with the Missouri Department of Conservation. Pretty cool. More details at kinderoutdoors.com. My friend Jim Liberatore is the head man over at Outdoor Sportsman's Group. That's a whole bunch of outdoor magazines that you spend time reading. Also, the Outdoor Channel, Sportsman's Channel, outdoor sports programming, hunting, fishing. That is his life, and he thinks more people should participate in it. And I want to talk to him about a project he's working on. Jim, good to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, Billy. I appreciate that.
Question number one, you are one of the busiest guys that I know. I mean, you're emailing at 5 in the morning and again at 11 at night, and you're just working all the time. When the heck do you have time to sit down and write a movie?
Oh, geez. Well, that's why it's taken 5 years, you know, because this has been a personal project. It hasn't been an outdoor sportsman group project, but so it has been weekends, vacations, early mornings and evenings, but it's just been an amazing experience, and it's just been a blast. I mean, I have zero complaints about being busy because we're just having a great time.
I guess you are, and you've got a product here that I believe in, and I think it's absolutely entertaining. It is for the entire family, whether they hunt, fish, enjoy the outdoors or not, and it's exactly what we need in America right now in the here and now. It's called The Harvest. For folks that have not heard about this film, that's not yet out, it's down the road a little ways, give us just a brief synopsis. What is The Harvest?
Yeah, The Harvest is a film that when I came into this industry and, you know, now run Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, the 15 magazines, including Guns and Ammo, I wasn't a hunter, and I did not own guns at the time, and I was completely blown away at how awesome the hunting story is, not just conservation and excise tax, but campfire and family and generational bonds and being outdoors and, you know, not playing Fortnite, but out with your family in the wilderness. And I felt this message was incredibly important. So what The Harvest is, it's the first ever film that celebrates the outdoors. It celebrates God. It celebrates family. It celebrates the outdoors. And it is, in my opinion, critically important that this country understand that lifestyle for a lot of reasons. But one is because it's slowly disappearing. And that is really one of the big impetuses to have people who don't necessarily hunt, fish, shoot, but who understand it so that we can get the numbers we need to fight off, quite frankly, you know, these attacks against the lifestyle. So this film is designed to bring tens of thousands of hunters together to produce this film and to tell our story.
Absolutely. My title sponsor is Dallas Safari Club, and they are going to be one of the recipients of some of the proceeds of this movie, and they are all about conservation, educating our future generations, and preserving this lifestyle and protecting this lifestyle that we have. When you first came into this outdoors lifestyle, the word The Harvest rung a bell with you, didn't it? Because it wasn't killing an animal anymore. It was just a harvest, just like harvesting a crop. We sustain ourselves. We feed our families with what we harvest.
Yeah, and it's amazing. What really amazed me is, first of all, how beautiful the story is, as I said, but how few people really understand it. And when I came into this space and I'm like, okay, so hold on a second. This is your story. All good, nothing wrong, and most Americans don't understand it. And you have a $75 billion industry that somehow was not able to let people understand this incredible story of hunting. So, yeah, harvesting an animal or a harvest, it is about the food. It is about game management, land management. You know, but it's so much more that attracted to me, you know, because of the family and camaraderie and all those things. But it just amazed me that there are so many people who don't know this story at a time the industry needs everyone to understand the story. And that's what this is trying to accomplish.
Jim Libertor heads up the Outdoor Sportsman's Group, outdoor publications and television that you spend a lot of time with, like Sportsman Channel and Outdoor Channel. There's more that I want to get to about this movie, The Harvest, with Jim, and it involves you. You can get involved as a conservationist, a hunter, a fisherman, a trap shooter, a sporting clays enthusiast. You and I are going to produce this movie together. I think that is exceptionally cool, and we're going to talk to Jim about it when I come back. Right now, though, I want our Camp House chef, and he's a good one, Master Chef John Bonnell, to pass that ceviche recipe on to us. I love to make ceviche out of sand bass in the summer. Maybe you call them white bass. And I can eat my weight in ceviche on a hot summer's day, John.
Spicy, some kind of chilies, whether it's jalapeno, serrano, whatever your favorite is, cilantro, onion, tomato. Those are all kind of key ingredients. And then you've got your fish. Personally, I think catfish is one of the best around here.
Really?
Yeah, speckled trout works really well, too. Redfish is a great one. Tuna can make a good ceviche. Shrimp can make a good ceviche. Keep it on the lighter side, not a real heavy fish. And there's a couple of schools of thought. If you want to make it fast, cut your fish into small cubes, blanch them in boiling salted water for about 5 seconds, pull them out, rinse them cool, and then start hitting them with your lime juice. Or you can take them completely raw and soak them in lime juice overnight. With the price of limes right now, this may cost you an arm and a leg, so you may want to just season with your lime right at the end there. But, you know, some kind of spice, a little bit of flavor, tomatoes, onions, and a really good fresh fish. If you get your balance right between spicy, salty, and acidic, you're all set. Those are the three components that have to balance.
And for folks who have never made ceviche, this is you're not putting this on a stovetop. You don't cook it. It actually cooks in the acid and prepares itself for the table in the acids of the citrus, right, overnight.
Yep, this is an example of what we call cooking through chemistry rather than cooking through physics. The acidity of the lime juice does the cooking for you. Like I say, if you want to shortcut it, you can blanch it in boiling salted water for just a minute to kind of kickstart the process. But typically, we just soak ours because it's really fresh in great lime juice, and you got something beautiful.
It is the perfect summertime dish. Of course, John keeps no secrets. If you want to learn more about how to make ceviche or enjoy a great meal at Waters or Bonnell's Fine Texas Cuisine, just drop by anytime.
You bet. Drop by. We've got cookbooks available. You can send me an email, and I'll just send it back to you. WatersTexas.com and BonnellsTexas.com both have ways to request a recipe.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
You might hunt the south pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10 point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.com. www.thefirstonlinemultimerchantmarketplace.net. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
To call us here in the camp house at Kender Outdoors, 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-2256. The website, it's simple, Kender, like kindergarten, kenderoutdoors.com. We're visiting with Jim Liberatore. He's the president of the Outdoor Sportsman's Group, and he's written a movie. It's a movie that all of us as outdoorsmen can take part in, which is a pretty cool movement. Jim, thanks for standing by. I greatly appreciate it. You know, I first heard about this project, this film that you'd written, Jim, at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. You spoke at a men's prayer breakfast there, and I was so impressed with what you had to say as a believer, as a follower of Jesus Christ, and I was so very impressed with what I saw and heard about the movie The Harvest that morning as well. It's really impressive you don't back down from your faith, your belief, your outspokenness for the gospel of Jesus Christ in this, which again leads me to point out just how important this film is right now in America.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what attracted me to it is my belief is the DNA of a hunter and the DNA of a Christian are commingled. You know, the idea of responsibility and family and all of these different things, you know, celebrating the outdoors. You know, Psalm 19 says that, you know, that the skies, the earth proclaims his majesty. I mean, all of these things are part of the hunting story. We did a survey. We had 13,000 hunters respond to a survey we did about the harvest. 86% of hunters connect their faith with hunting. 86%. That is an amazing statistic. And what we believe and what we're asking people to come and donate and participate in creating this film, because when the country says, wow, you know, there were 50,000, 100,000 hunters produce this film, it elevates our lifestyle immediately before the film's even in theaters. And people are like, geez, I thought these were bloodthirsty, you know, rednecks who were just out in the woods shooting stuff up, you know. And it's like, no, this is a lifestyle that I look, like I said, I don't believe it's just a beautiful lifestyle. It's important. Imagine if every family in this country lived by the outdoor lifestyle and ethos. We would not be pulling down statues of our forefathers and fathers. We would not be cutting off heads of Christian icons. You know, the kids would not, this wouldn't be happening. And so that's why I believe it's so important. And that's why it's exciting that the hunters are going to make this movie. Not me, you know, not our production company. It's going to be the hunting community and fishing, although fishing's not quite under the same attack, but you know, that's the community that's going to make this film and say, no, enough. You know, you look at the quarantines. What did they immediately go for? Hunting, parks. In Michigan, you could not go out in a boat alone if it had a motor on it. Do you think that has anything to do with the virus? No. And these, I believe that hunters believe, well, you know, we're fine, you know, that'll never happen. How many times have things happened in the last 3 or 4 years that at one point you said that'll never happen? I think it's a real threat. And if hunters stand up and educate the hunting agnostic, I don't think we're going to, you know, have PETA members flooding to our ranks, but I believe there are millions of Christians who are pro-hunting. They just don't know it yet, and this movie's going to teach them.
Absolutely, it is. It's very important that this gain steam and actually land in theaters around the country, and we can all be a part of that. You mentioned that. Let's go into more detail about how I, Billy Kinder, can be a part of the harvest, how anyone listening to this today can be a part of bringing this to the screen.
Well, the really cool thing about this is that we're going to bring together individual hunters with manufacturers, with the NGOs, and with individual hunters. So right now in Ball, we have, as you mentioned, Dallas Safari Club, Hunter Nation, Ted Nugent. We have Mark Geis, Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, Waddell. We have a whole group. Toxie Hayes and Mafioka have been a huge supporter. If you go to theharvestmovie.com, you can join us. And by joining us, it's not just taking your money. When you participate, you're going to be invited to, we're going to have parties near the Great American Show, the Western Show. We're going to have all sorts of different parties where the people who participate can come in and meet the hunters, meet the cast and crew. They can really be a part of it. Each week we're giving away opportunities to be an extra. A hunt with Michael Waddell is in the first week. There'll probably be a hunt with Ted Nugent. There'll be prizes. But we really want to bring everybody in and have this be a celebration of our lifestyle that the country will take notice. Imagine if we have 100,000 hunters who help. That's my goal, actually. But that's news in Variety magazine. That's news in the New York Times. That's news everywhere. Wow, 100,000 hunters are coming together to make this movie. And then people start to notice. And when you're reading the stories about it, about hunting, about family, about conservation, we're making converts before we've even cut one shred of film on this thing. This has a lot of different goals. But, man, this country needs a hunter. You'll see in the video, it says, you know, there's a lot of craziness in the world. But I think a lot of people think they have an answer, but I've got an answer too. What this world needs now is a hunter. This world needs you, and that's the truth, and that's what the basis of this film.
Well said, and we have a link at kinderoutdoors.com. You guys can catch up on everything that Jim's been talking about there, and you can even click the Join Us button and get involved. We would greatly appreciate you doing that. Hey, and Jim, it's not going to cost somebody $50,000 to go and join us, is it?
No, actually, it goes from $50 to $500, but there's two places that you can get involved for nothing. One is a supporter, and then two is in the prayer team. So even if you don't have $50 or $100 or $250, I still want a huge army of hunters to come out and support this. And I'm going to ask that not only you check it out, but please share this with your hunting buddy, share this with your family, share this with your social media. And let's make this hunting community finally stand up. And what I really hope is that a success of this will make this industry take note and say, you know what, if we really all came together, we would change the fortunes of this industry. And the numbers of hunters is definitely dwindling. And as that number goes down, we need a firewall, you know, and this is going to be the firewall. I think this is going to be a revival in the hunting industry. I truly believe that.
Important work, Jim Liberatore. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll be keeping up with this. Obviously, we are a part of this as well and big supporters, so we're going to be on top of this, and we'll be bugging you for more info as we go down the road.
And I'll be bugging you, too, so that'll make us even.
Jim, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Billy. Have a great day. God bless.
Jim Liberatore has a dream to bring all outdoorsmen together with a single message of the harvest, and it's a great idea. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Click on the harvest. Watch the video. Michael Waddell will tell you right off the bat that what the world needs is a hunter like you. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time that we have together here each week at Kinder Outdoors. And hey, I want to invite you back next time around and invite you to bring someone with you. Also, if you don't have a church home, I'd like to invite you to mine. Cornerstone Bible Church. The link is at kinderoutdoors.com. Our services are at
10:15 Central Time on Sunday mornings. You can enjoy a service right there on the bow of the boat. We're non-denominational. We just teach the Bible. We read and study God's Word. Nothing more, nothing less. And we'd love for you to join us. I want to say thank you to Major League Fishing's Justin Lucas for hanging out with us on the show today. Jim Liberator from Outdoor Sportsman's Group. Bruce Aiken with Bass. Don't forget, you can watch those Elite Series anglers on ESPN 2 and 3 this weekend up on the St. Lawrence River catching giant smallmouth. Got to go, but I'll see you next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.